House Bill 1168 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1168, having had its second reading, is over final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I do appreciate giving the second chance here to rebut some of the remarks that were made yesterday. What I believe this bill is all about is not the money, perhaps, that is in it, but what is in an idea. And I would like to, I know we talked about the bill yesterday extensively.
Representative Garnas, if the members would please direct your attention to Representative Garnas. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, I want to thank everyone for the reconsideration on House Bill 1168. This to rebut some of the remarks that were made yesterday. In all due respect, the number one thing I think we can look at in this respect, we look at this as at money. And I want you to think of it more abstractly. And what I mean by that is that what we look at right here is $50,000, but what this could mean in the future. And I think some of these school districts, by getting a chance and opportunity to help themselves, with the state giving them a little push, it's going to help a long ways down the line for them. Also, when you think about the bills that you bring forth or you have over the past few years here, and the people within the body, the veterans here, I would like you to think about the experience that you gain. And when we, you know, most of the bills that we see, they come back better, they come back with more experience, and that's how I'd look at this. You know, once the school district, for example, has gave their experience and gave it to DECA, all of the other school districts are going to be able to learn by what they would do. And finally, I would like to say this is about a vision. And I think that's why we're put up here. And we have the opportunity to help create the vision of South Dakota. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on 1168. Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be brief in my comments. We did have a very good debate on this yesterday. I want to just express my appreciation to the members of this body for voting for reconsideration and allowing Representative Garnas to make his rebuttal comments. I would just, however, reiterate the reasons for my opposition to this bill. There's nothing in this bill that is contained in this bill that school districts can't do now without any funding from state government. Right now, they can search for means for alternative revenues or finding efficiencies within their own operations or means with which to cooperate with other school districts. They have their own associations that have been established that can provide support for their efforts, and we should encourage those efforts to continue, but we don't need to fund them from the state level. So I would ask you to resist House Bill 1168 and cast a no vote on it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question of the House, and Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate the second chance here again today. I just want to leave you with one final thought. This isn't about money to me. This is about an idea, and I'll leave you with this thought. Nothing else in the world is so powerful as an idea whose time has come. Whether it's a man or woman's mind, once the mind has been stretched with a new idea, it never regains its original dimensions. I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Yes. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1168. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote on 1168, which is a two-thirds vote. At this time, on behalf of Representative Bert Elliott and Representative Dwayne Sutton and Hunstead, I'd like to recognize the Hutterville High School and their advisors from Stratford, South Dakota. If you're here, please stand. I'm told you are. Please stand.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 37, nays 33.
House Bill 1168, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost.